You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, and look at the calendar. Today's Annapolis conference has been speculated about, debated, and discussed before any of the representatives of the 40 attending countries even set foot into Maryland. The big players in this effort to kickstart the Mideast peace process, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, will meet with President Bush privately, then get to the issue of the day, hammering out some sort of statement or plan or something that could lead to an end to the decades-old cycle of violence. Now, someone who has been through this before is former Israeli Ambassador Uri Sevier, who negotiated the 1993 Oslo peace talks under President Bill Clinton. And the ambassador joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you and good afternoon in Tel Aviv.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm curious, how would you describe today's climate for the talks under a Bush presidency as compared to the climate when you were negotiating during the Clinton presidency in 93?
Well, I would say the climate today is very good. If you compare the two presidencies, until this very point, President Clinton was much more involved in the Middle East, but I think President Bush now has also the Middle East unbagged with this conference. I think there is a great understanding in Washington that American interests are being served by launching permanent status negotiations, not only in the core area between Israel and Palestine, but in the broader Middle East, which is witnessed by the large participation of Arab countries. And this will affect your interests in the Middle East and also vis-a-vis Iraq and Iran.
Something I found very interesting, from the most neutral vanilla wire services to Al Jazeera calling for the same thing, something concrete, something well-defined about borders and goals. What do you think could be well-defined that would be a productive first step?
Look, if negotiations are beginning next week, a declaration today would be almost a miracle, because the parties have to position their opening position. And in the opening position, you don't make compromises. Yet I think there's enormous goodwill among the three major players, Bush, Olmert, and Abu Mazen. So something relatively concrete that gives us a timeline. When do negotiations begin? When do we hope to conclude them? Something about security, something about the issues that are being dealt with, I think has not yet been hammered out, but from what I know, the parties are very close to a joint declaration, maybe a joint declaration with some reservation in the speeches of the leaders, but I think it's a very, very good beginning, and I would say that Annapolis in many ways is more important than the Madrid conference, because Annapolis leads to the core, most difficult issues, maybe in the world, the permanent status negotiations, including the issues of Jerusalem, settlements, refugees, the Palestinian state, etc.
So you mentioned quite a bit there, Jerusalem, settlements, the Palestinian state, which brings me to a very simple but potent sentence in today's New York Times, which I'd like to read to you and get your response. The reporter in the Times wrote, "The Israeli and Palestinian leaders say they want to forge an end to one of the world's oldest and most intractable conflicts within the 14 months that Bush has left in office." So you've got one of the world's oldest and most intractable conflicts and 14 months left of this presidency. What do you think realistically could be accomplished in 14 months?
I think realistically, if we go deep into these issues, and this is an ongoing negotiations without any stops, even if there is violence, violence has to be fought by us and by them, I think I would be very satisfied if major progress is made in these 14 months. If we are 14 months from now on the brink of an agreement, and even if it's not signed, we have made an enormous historical breakthrough.
Do you think that's possible?
I'm absolutely convinced that it's possible, yes.
We're talking to former Israeli Ambassador Uri Savir, who negotiated the 1993 Oslo peace talks under President Bill Clinton. One thing I found interesting is Mr. Olmert cited international support as one of the reasons why he thinks these talks, or at least these plans, might succeed. Is he right?
He's right that the whole international community is showing up in Maryland today. And this means something to us here, Israelis, and to Palestinians, that the world has a lot invested in this process. To us Israelis, it's very important that so many Arab countries show up at foreign minister and deputy foreign minister level, because it proves to our constituency that if we make progress with the Palestinians, we'll also make progress with the rest of the Arab world.
I'm curious what you think. What do you think would be the hardest thing for Olmert to concede, and what would be the most troubling thing for Mr. Abbas, Abu Mazen, to concede?
In Annapolis or in the negotiations?
In the negotiations, because as you said, Annapolis is really just an announcement of what they intend to do.
Well, I think for Olmert, it's the solution to the Jerusalem issue. It's clear to everybody that Jerusalem needs a very complex solution. I, for one, and many Israelis, are in favor of the Arab neighborhoods being under Palestinian jurisdiction, and that could be the Palestinian capital. But then you have the holy places, and a lot is about emotion, passion, and religion. That is a very loaded issue on both sides, and it would be very difficult for the Prime Minister to make concessions. Both from his conviction point of view, but more even so from his political stability point of view. For Abu Mazen, it's the issue of the right of return. You know, there are many hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees from the various conflicts. They have to give up on what they call the right of return into sovereign Israel.
Former Israeli Ambassador Uri Savir, who negotiated the 1993 Oslo peace talks under President Bill Clinton. Thank you so much for your time, Ambassador.
Thank you, and I apologize for my optimism. I know that.
Please,
don't
ever apologize for optimism, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.